But first, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the manager of the Texas Rangers as they begin the playoffs today. 2:08 first pitch down in St. Petersburg. It's the Rangers and Rays in the wild card round. Good morning, Bruce Bochy.
Well, happy to be on with you guys. You know, I would say it's a little early in the morning, but I wake up every morning just kind of wander down to the river to retreat into my own private thoughts that I never share with anyone. But so I was already up and at them.
Okay. Well, that's
and
great.
A cup of coffee.
Good. And, yeah, you should be up and at them with an early start today. And congratulations on getting this team back into the playoffs.
Well, you always want to get into the playoffs, you know, a little bit more cleanly and decisively than we probably did here. You know, don't like, but in baseball, you know, you got to take it the way it comes, and losing to Seattle, you know, lose a division title, not something you ever want, but I mean,
right?
That's not something you ever want. I mean, did you want that when you were a boy?
No.
Growing up?
No, of course not.
No, of course not. I mean, you know, like I wanted to grow up to fight Nazis and Japanese with my large, gray-haired, overly muscled forearms while, you know, writing vague letters back home in pencil on the backs of Lucky Strike cartons. But that's just a manly thing, you know, that I wanted.
Well, speaking of getting into the playoffs, and this is kind of a touchy subject, but do you think you guys over-celebrated on Saturday once you knew you were going to be in the playoffs?
Well, you never want to feel like you celebrate, you know, too early, and I was against that. I didn't authorize the champagne or anything like that. I didn't want guys popping corks and acting like we won anything that we didn't, that we weren't entitled to, and
yeah.
I had a different celebration authorized, and they just didn't go with that one.
What was yours?
Well, I wanted the guys to do something a little more humble and manly. I wanted them to you kind of put on their PPE and fire up the DeWalts and do some work on radial arm saws, making furniture for the Amish and for, you know, the children of a local orphanage, you know, something old school and manly. But
sure. Right there in the clubhouse? Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't always go the way you want it.
No, it doesn't. Well, this is a formidable team that you're taking on. Tampa won 99 games this year.
Well, they did, and you know, it feels like, you know, I mean, certainly Dane has done his best. If we can get back to Dane, which we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, okay, yeah, Dane Dunning, who pitched for you on Sunday.
Right, and, you know, we didn't win, but we got to start finding ways to get a run or two when it really matters and trusting our guys to do what they can, whether it's a leadoff single or Corey cleaning it up, pushing in runs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's, you know, all this managing is just something I reluctantly do because I'm such a man of quiet contemplation, manly quietude and things like that. You know, I'd much rather be sneaking a dip in the garage while listening to old big band music on a transistor radio while installing a radiator on a 37-4.
That's what you're comfortable doing.
A lot of manly things to do there.
Same as you. You know, but we're going to bounce back. We're going to get the offense going. Going to fly to Tampa and play a really good team here. And
hopefully you're there.
Hopefully you're there. I still haven't made it yet. I had to stop on horseback and use a payphone to talk with you. But,
oh, wow.
But, you know, we don't want to get greedy. We're going to battle for every win. Get them when we can, wherever we can. It's a competitive division, obviously, and that's so you saw that. But now we're in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, Kirby was tough on a lot of teams and on us, and we just, you know, we had our hands full, but, you know.
Yep.
Well, hey, you've won World Series before. You're in the tournament. A lot of Ranger fans have hope that it could happen.
Well, I appreciate it, and it was good to talk to you guys. Feels like we're just a couple guys sharing tools on a fall day when we can keep our garage doors open and maybe pass a cigarette back and forth, talking cryptically about the woman we both once loved. And, you know, it's all standard stuff delivered in the pleasant growl of an Old West voiceover. But look, we're all hungry for a World Series title here in DFW. And, you know, the guys and me, we're all hoping to bring that to you. Everybody's hungry for it. And so,
yeah.
And that's why I'd like to mention, kind of in a casual way, my new line of Bruce Bochy signature habanero steeped free-range skirt steak.
Skirt steak.
Always plugging something.
Yeah, skirt steak. It's sold at all local chuck wagons and rural tractor supply stores. You'll find it. So it's a steak that can really keep you and your family fed as you try to survive the winter in your log cabins under a pile of buffalo pelts. And
well, I don't know how many people are doing that.
But it's, you know, and skirt steak, for those who may not know, you can make jerky out of it. It's a great source of nutrition as you and the other men of your community, you know, form a posse to track down a horse thief across the high desert. Maybe only half a canteen of creek water to keep you alive and serving the Lord here on earth.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going on a lot these days.
Let's get back to baseball.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you. Good luck, Skip. There he goes, Bruce Bochy from St. Pete.